prior to even the Supreme Court decision, the clinics in the Chicago area, as well as the St. Louis suburbs, were really under a lot of pressure. The demand was very, very high. The wait times were starting to get long, and there was a need. And then, of course, you know, the Supreme Court decision happened, and that need dramatically increased very, very quickly. And so there was kind of this longstanding unmet need in Illinois in general. And then when you looked at the region, there was a very specific concentration of clinics that left out almost completely southern Illinois and central Illinois, particularly eastern central Illinois. And so we wanted to help fill the gap that exists in central Illinois, as well as help ease some of the pressure and burden from the volume perspective that was happening after the restrictions increased in the Midwest on the Chicago and St. Louis suburb clinics.
Right. And have you been in contact with other clinics? Do you know what kind of pressure they're facing with increased patient loads?
Yes, we are very well connected with the other clinics in Illinois. And, you know, unfortunately, with the recent arson in Peoria, central Illinois is even in a worse spot than they were 2 weeks ago. And so things are changing just very quickly and unstable from an access perspective. And unfortunately, the patients who are more likely to suffer when access is an issue are patients of a lower socioeconomic status, patients of color, LGBT patients. And that's why, you know, our founding is so centered on those groups and helping support their access to care, because they're the ones suffering the most right now.
If you could just tell people who might not understand, what are some of the barriers that exist for people that makes equity something that needs to be addressed when it comes to this kind of care?
In general, we have, you know, barriers to access are quite complicated and multifactorial. They can include things as obvious as, you know, looking at our patients that now have to drive 6+ hours to access care because their state has banned care altogether. That doesn't just impact patients, it impacts people differentially, right? So it's going to impact the patient who doesn't have a car at a lot more disparate of a rate than it will someone who can afford a car. It's going to impact people who have access to more comprehensive health insurance coverage more directly than people who don't have access to comprehensive healthcare insurance coverage. And so those are a couple of the examples, but it gets complicated really fast. I mean, we're also talking about folks, you know, who may have an inability to find childcare and now they have to travel 2 states away. We have folks who may not speak English who now have to navigate a transportation system to travel multi-states away. It all kind of stacks up to create what is, for some people, completely insurmountable restrictions to access. I hope that helps clarify a little bit of what you're asking.
Absolutely. Are you anticipating any sort of pushback within the community, or have you experienced any already?
Great question. I'm not sure that there is a family planning clinic in the world that has not been greeted with some hostility, which is unfortunate. To date, our reception has been 99% welcoming and supportive. And we are very excited to continue to grow connections with the community in Champaign and really get to know folks and understand the needs even more locally.